In fact, it is on the basis of this theory of infinite causation, beginningless causation, that the Buddhists argue for the existence of previous lives, pre-existence. Because like the physical world, consciousness and the mind also has beginningless continuum. And consciousness and mind require a preceding instance as its substantial cause. Because although material conditions can contribute to the coming into being of consciousness or the mind, but they cannot be the primary factor, they cannot be the primary cause. From the Buddhist point of view, you know, there must be the sort of some faculty, some subjective quality of experience and cognition that makes an instance of perception and experiential and also cognitive. Of course, when we look at many of our sensory experiences, the visual perceptions and so on, many of these perceptions, experiences are contingent upon a particular sort of physical state, our brain, our physiological base and so on. And in fact, in the Buddhist text, you know, we find discussions of different kind of conditions for even a single instance of perception. We talk about the objective condition. For example, if it is a visual perception, you have the object of the visual perception come into contact. You have the organ, the sense organ, which is the basis for the arisal of that perception. Then you have what is known as the immediately preceding condition, which is the cognitive kind of event. And so it is through the aggregation, coming together of these three conditions, an instance of perception arises.
자상가 시바다 다 류니부디 텐더 템벤 저 용구여디 고 지식 지식 계시마레